chayin, grace, favor, is a very important thing. We daven for it. V'nim tzachem v'seichel tov me'ein elikim v'adam. To find grace in Hashem's eyes, in other people's eyes. But very simply, if people don't like us, if we rub people up the wrong way, we're going to find ourselves in a very difficult position in life. And therefore, this is something we daven for. We ask Hashem should give us chayin in other people's eyes and in His eyes. Sim shalom tova v'racha chayin v'chesed v'rachamim. And it says with the Yosef HaTzadik, v'yara adonav ki Hashem itoy, and his master saw that Hashem was with him. And the Medrash says like this, Potiphar was such a rasha. How did Potiphar understand that Hashem was with him? And the answer is because Yosef HaTzadik kept talking about Hashem. Hashem's name didn't move from Yosef's mouth. He came in to serve Potiphar and he'd be whispering, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're the one that I trust. You're the one that really employs me. Tiknei lechein l'chesed rachem inecha. Give me chein, chesed rachem in your eyes. Ve'enei karaya, and in the eyes of all who see me. And in the eyes of Potiphar. And Potiphar would say to him, what are you doing? What are you whispering? Is this witchcraft? And say, no, I'm davening to Hashem. I'm davening that I should find favor in your eyes. And therefore, says the Medrash, Potiphar understood that Hashem was with Yosef HaTzadik, because Yosef kept talking about Hashem. Through the fact that Yosef was constantly communicating with Hashem, his master understood that Hashem was with him. Because through these holy words, he caused Hashem's name to rest in his mouth. Truth is, it's true for all of us. It's true for all of us. We should really be speaking this way. And certainly at least thinking this. Every endeavor we ask Hashem should help us. We have an interaction with people. A meeting. Whatever it might be. Ask Hashem that we should find chayin in their eyes. When we say chayin v'chesed rachmim, think about finding grace and favor in other people's eyes. It's interesting, the Ramban says on Pasuk Lele Yodim Chayin, it's Pasuk in Keheles, that even wise people understand that the Chayin that they find in people's eyes does not come as a result of their knowledge. That's not how it works. Chayin is something that was nigzar on them, says the Ramban, decreed upon them even before they achieve the level of knowledge that they get to. Shlomo HaMelech understood two things from Lele Yodim Chayin. That normally you'd think that people that are swift can run fast, and people that are wise can get food, and people that are intelligent can earn money, and those that know stuff, Yodim Chayin. But it's not true. It's really just a gift from Hashem. The chayin that we find in people's eyes, the success that we have in our interactions, our ability to relate to them, it's all a gift from Hashem. And therefore we need to daven for it. Can I ever take it for granted? We need to daven for it because we realize how important it is.